You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
I don't know why. Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing it. We are here finally doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show.
Finally.
For the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 9, Press Down and Strip Bare.
What?
Wow.
Oh, because it's strip.
I guess.
Yeah. I kind of want to strip down bare. I'm hot.
Nah, it is hot. It feels like Atlanta up in here.
It does.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We're back, finally.
2013.
All you guys listening to us in the office, we're probably going crazy, but we are back, so we're going to give you... Unfortunately, Corinne isn't with us today. Moment of silence for her. She'll be back next week.
She did good last time she was here. She, like, came in, did the Gone with the Wind thing, her exit.
And she ain't coming back. She said, I'm gone for 3 weeks.
See, I wasn't here for that. But it sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. If you haven't, make sure you guys check it out on YouTube. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio with Sir Mikey Watts.
What's up, man?
The lovely Stephanie Bauer.
Hi.
And the gorgeous Courtney Stewart is on the line.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Courtney.
Oh,
hi.
I haven't talked to Courtney in so long. Yes. And I'm so excited.
We've been tweeting about the show, or I've seen her tweets about the show, so I can't wait to hear what she has to say about it.
I need to keep updating with y'all tweets when we're on vacation.
You are pretty bad about it. So we've all been in separate corners of the world, but we're united by Real Housewives
of
Atlanta.
The peaches have united us.
Yes.
All right, let's start it off. Nene, who wasn't really in this episode at all.
I missed her more than I really thought, and the end of the episode was here, and I was like, oh my gosh, Nene.
She's too busy doing big things.
Here's my other thing. Do you think producers are kind of going to start to do this to see how we take... Well, listen, no, because we don't know if she's going to come back next season.
She will.
I think
so. This could be a good way to kind of...
I think she said she was going to come back next season already.
Mm. Yeah, she did.
She
publicly said that.
Yeah, I think she even said it to my work. I'm pretty sure on the red carpet. But I think she'll be back. I honestly think she just wasn't at Cynthia's party this time. And so that kind of was like where a lot of the party was. And
that's true.
They started with her in the beginning, right? Kenya?
Her and Kenya.
Bravo always has like a sit down in a restaurant to get things on the table. So she had one with Kenya.
Well, and I mean, part of it, I don't know if I want to really start talking about it yet. Kenya's, but it goes back to the episode before when they left Anguilla.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about, what's going on with you and Walter? Talking about, is it that you just want a baby? Because if you just want a baby, I mean, shoot, we can go find you a sperm donor.
I call
we
it
can
up.
Just put the sperm up in you, girl.
Wow, that was a little graphic.
But Kenya says more than being a mom. She definitely says, I'm wifey material. Like, I'm wifey, wifey, wifey. She says that more than mom. So Nene has a point. I mean, women nowadays, celebrities, if they have money, they just go have a baby. But I think she wants to be a wife more than a mom.
Do you think she's delusional?
Yeah. I wrote in my notes, no, honestly, I mean, I like Kenya just fine, but she keeps saying that she's wifey material. She is everything opposite of wife except the nagging part. She's got the nagging part down.
If you realize that, let me ask you, everybody, this, and I'm sure Courtney can chime in on this too.
Well, Courtney is involved with everybody.
Do you think it's just her acting? Because she is An actress.
I wrote that down too. I seriously wrote that down. That I really, now that we know she's an actress and she's got the DVD signed copy, I really think she's kind of acting like
I totally disagree with that. I do not think she's acting, because as an actor, you have to be smart. You have to know when and things you can do. I think she's crazy.
Smart?
I think she is. She is smart. I mean, even when she sat down for the DVD situation with Phaedra and them, I mean, she had some valid points for marketing that DVD. Whatever. That's fine. That's where you make your bread and butter. I'm sure you are smart. You can put pieces of a puzzle together. Great. I think she's crazy. I think she's Kim Kardashian crazy. Like, the crazy, like, I want a child. I want to be married. Yeah. I want this. Like, first of all,
Kim Kardashian, hold up. Don't hate
you
on
cannot Kimye. Sit there and say you're wifey material, and then you sitting here talking about, I might be ready to leave Walter. A wife is somebody who marries a man, and they become a bond, and they are together, and they work together. So here's what Walter's sitting and saying. Well, no, I don't know if I'm ready. It's putting you to the test. You're not going to tell me we're going to get married in 6 months.
But how are you doing that? Well, we know the relationship's fake anyways.
Yeah. How are you doing what?
How can you even say that when Walter admitted she paid me to do this?
No, she did not pay him to do that.
That's what he said on it's on radio.
No, it's not.
Bravo.
I think it was. I think it was.
Where Kenya gonna
it was in the news.
$500,000.
Wasn't it like Peter that offered it?
Bravo asked Peter to ask him to say, look, they'll pay for the wedding.
Even in knowing that, now you know it's fake. So it's not really Walter. I mean, this is Watergate. I call it Watergate because I want to know if it's true or not.
Like, dude, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are having a baby. Do we think that's real? Like, come on.
I think it's real.
Of course, right, you believe that's real, but you don't believe. Boy, please, I can't. Next topic. I'm moving on.
Here, I want to hear. What are you recording? Wait, are we?
Girl, bye.
I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here listening and laughing like I'm listening to the broadcast.
Damn entertainment. They always confuse me.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, don't start with Kim Kardashian. No, don't start with Kim Kardashian.
All right, you think Kenya's insane? Yes or no? Or do you think she's acting?
I think she's definitely actually insane. I think that she's playing it up for camera because she's trying to solidify her spot, and she knows from a professional money standpoint, like, she wants to keep herself on the show.
Yep.
So I think she's not stupid, and she's playing it up and making it more than maybe it actually is.
Right.
But I do think that she legitimately feels like she's wifey material. She should have been married by now. She doesn't understand why the right person is not coming her way and locking her down.
So, Stephanie, let me ask you. I feel like Courtney's behind me right now. Here we go.
She ain't behind you.
No, here's the thing. I honestly feel like this girl, come on, she's middle-aged woman. She has not been in a good relationship. I mean, the girl said Walter's aggressive. That is the most non-aggressive mofo I've ever seen.
Exactly. I agree with that.
So look how
non-genuine it is. It's fake.
Dude, she's tapped in the head.
Here, so...
I mean, her skincare system may be tapped, but I don't think it's her brain. She's a smart woman.
She's insane because, again, I don't see how she thinks she's wifey material. Look how she acts when she is out. She flirts with every other guy. Like, how...
But that's why she thinks she's wifey material, because she is that fabulous.
Every man,
a microwave
meal...
Her. Like, she's self-made.
Does not mean you're wifey material.
Model,
that's
like,
the thing. I think that she thinks because she's pretty, she's wifey material. Bottom line, I really think that that's it.
Look.
And who said she's pretty?
Wait, hold up. Why do you like Kenya?
She has a warped definition of wifey.
No.
I like her because I feel like she like pulls herself together sometimes. She's not like a complete, I don't know.
I like her.
I like her just fine. I think that she, you know, has done enough things. But it kind of hit me. Okay.
No,
I got one more thing to say about the Kenya-Walter thing.
No. Wait.
Walter Gate.
I want to know what you feel about... Why do you like Kenya?
I think she's nice enough, and she usually has good reasons behind what things that she says. Her and Cynthia on the beach, she annoyed me a little on the beach, but I think when it came down to it... Are you checking to see
it? I'm sorry, I did a mic check, sorry. Go ahead, it's good.
What?
Awkward.
Girl, bye, go.
Okay, I have one more thing to say about Kenya, because it kind of like hit me like a ton of bricks. You said that she's like crazy in this episode. She's crazy. In this episode, it kind of hit me that back in high school, there's like this girl that like thinks it's almost attractive or like it's a turn on to guys to be like, you don't like me. Why don't you like me? I'm not pretty enough. I'm not that. I know girls like that it is going back to high school that they think that that's like attractive to guys. And I really think that's the role she's playing.
The girls that have the daddy issues.
Yeah. Great. Something like
daddy
that.
Issues.
No, I don't know.
Yes,
I don't think it's daddy,
hey,
daddy issues. I think she literally thinks it's like appealing or attractive to be not wanted.
Well, we're going to get back on this topic in a second. But before we do, because she sat down with Walter and damn that conversation. But I need a break before we get back into that.
Hold I thought I was in a bad Tyler Perry
Hold
film.
Up.
Actually,
yeah,
I was bad.
Like, there's no time. There's no time.
Well, damn it. You know what? Let's just talk about it and get it the damn well.
The fake stage.
So
Bravo.
She walks in to go meet Walter, who's like patting his sweat glands down.
Patting that Jerry Curl, that flat top.
That flat top Corinne hates. And she goes in, and it's the most awkward hug, and this guy is so calm and just like, well, you know, like, I just don't care about anything I'm doing, and
And when she talks...
fun of Walter.
I love Walter, but that is really how he acts.
I don't love Walter.
He acts like he's on PBS, and
then when she talks, and she's like, you know, I just don't deal well with aggression.
He's a regular guy trying to be normal amongst all the crazy.
Right.
Oh, and he's not normal.
Yes, he is. What?
Not to do some outlandish, crazy stuff like
That's
this.
That's not outlandish. He's dated her a little bit. She was like, hey, I could advertise my business a little
now,
bit.
Now, Courtney.
Like, what's the harm?
No, no, no.
Now,
wait a
Courtney,
minute.
From Walter's words, he didn't date her. He just slept with her a couple times.
Okay.
That's
so
from his mouth.
He did that a few times.
Mikey.
They were cool.
You just...
They were normal. Like, okay, we hooked up a few times and we cool. Let's be on TV for a minute.
You
it
just...
It could be mutually beneficial.
Right. But nobody in their right mind would do this.
Mikey, first of all,
if you have your own business, don't say nobody in their right mind would do it. Because if you have your own business and you're like, this might be something that could be elevate, the people that have been on this show in some way have been able to elevate their business.
Hold up before it gets too far
his
away. Mikey.
His tow truck company.
You just sat there and said.
Is that what he's trying to elevate?
Kind of dreams Walter got?
But first of all,
all right, big Walt.
Michael.
Go ahead, Walter.
You sat there and just said, Walter's crazy, but Kenya's not crazy?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on.
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Please. You're going to sound like Apollo right now, so go ahead. Try to...
Oh, good night. Walter is crazy in the fact that he's psycho. I just mean he's just... It's like crazy for doing this for Kenya to play her boyfriend.
I'm
like,
so
why?
Over Walter. Like, he should have stopped talking to her halfway through the trip and left. But here's why I think he's hanging on, because he's friends with the guys and he likes hanging out with the guys now.
I mean, you're on TV. You get 15 minutes of fame.
And he's getting money for being where he is.
Come on. If you really sat and read the blogs, what it said was, Walter talked to his friends. They said, why not do it? It's 15 minutes of fame. Go do it. And yes,
Walter's
please
pushing 50.
Please tell me that his tow truck company will not be making a little bit more. It has a little bit more exposure
we
now.
We might have to go to Atlanta.
Come
to
on,
see.
I mean, Cynthia's trying to sell damn peach Moscato. His tow truck company has gotten more press than her Moscato has.
Yeah, because it was
he
was
might start
a shirt.
Selling hair grease for a flat top. Like,
right.
You don't know what Walter got. He got dreams.
you sitting there talking. You sitting there talking about, Walter always shows up in his work clothes. Hell yeah, I'd show up in an AfterBuzz TV show every day on that set. Like, hey, I just, right. I just got off work. Like, promotion. That's all it is. All it is, 15 minutes of fame.
If there's any doubt that you think Kenya's crazy, just look at Walter's face. Anytime he's looking at her, it's this.
Right.
That's how he looks at her. He looks like he's looking at an alien.
But you know, Kenya, she's a little delusional. I would say that because when she
just
was like,
little.
I don't like aggression. Mm. And Walter was just simply being maybe a little bit assertive.
She said he was intimidating her with his actions.
Oh, Lord. I couldn't even take Walter serious. That poor lady.
His pants were tighter than damn 80s rock band. He was sitting there with his legs crossed and he was like, well, Kenya, you're not going to pressure me. Stop yelling at me.
You know.
So if you use the word intimidating, if by intimidating you mean not agreeing with you, then yes.
Yeah.
Walter was intimidating you.
This lunch was just too much for me. And then literally we were watching it with captions on, Courtney, and it said in parentheses, somber acoustic guitar music. Like, I just can't.
There's no time.
Okay,
here's another thing. It's because Kenya's not being believable. To me, I don't believe. She says she was abused, and that's why she's very sensitive to any man raising their voice just a little bit. And so that she had to walk away from that situation.
That's what she wants. A relationship where you just write letters to each other?
I feel it's fake. I feel like she's throwing the abusive word, which so many people do today.
Agreed.
And she's trying to get sympathy for something that's not real.
And she, like, wants someone that doesn't want her. Like, he does not want you at all. Like, move on. But she, like, still wants him. He doesn't even give her an inch. Like, literally, it looks like it pains him to kiss her.
Well, then she sits there and says, "Why do you love me?" He gave her no damn answer, but says, "I love you, but I don't love you enough to marry you today."
Wait, I have to correct you, because he did give her an answer. He said
"No one's ever asked
that?
Me that." Yeah.
Who says that? Nobody's ever asked me that.
I've heard people say that before.
And I'm like, oh, he says, "I've never heard of that. I've never heard anybody ask that question." But now, if you've been in a relationship since high school, that question has always come
up. Always asked.
Come on.
Always asked.
We've all asked. Yeah.
Yeah. So he acted like,
"I haven't asked that question. Why?"
Yeah, you want to hear why someone loves you. That's totally
normal. Who's never asked their partner,
honestly,
why you love them?
Now, hold up. It usually comes...
That
question usually comes at a time that Kenya and Walter are going through, where it's like, you guys are on the road, rocky roads, and you'd be like...
That's true.
So tell me, you want to be with me, why do you love me?
Okay, now if somebody answers that question to you and says, "What do you mean? I don't know what that means. Who asked that question?" You would be like, "Hello.
Bitch, you can't give me one reason why."
We're done. We're done then.
I kind of feel like the only reason Kenya still likes him is because he doesn't like her. Because I don't think Walter's cute. And I don't think his toe company's like
y'all
impressive.
Are really hating on damn Walter. I can't.
I know, and it's not right. Because Walter looks all right. He looks a little oily most of the time. But he's okay.
He stays on it. He be greasing.
That's the point,
It's
though.
Not the oil. It's the wrinkles. What you talking about? Come on
he ain't
now.
Got no
he's
wrinkles.
He's an old man.
Look at Kenya's cracked face. Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, freaking, what's her name? She's 43. He's in his 40s. Why y'all hating? That's a good age bracket to be in.
You know what?
She's acting like he looks like Apollo or something. He is not that great.
And she thinks she's Beyonce.
He doesn't look like Apollo, and Apollo ain't all that, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, I know.
All right, you know, I'm done talking about these two because...
Wait, hang on.
We spent 15 minutes talking about that.
I just got to say this. Kenya does not remind me of Beyonce whatsoever.
That's next week. Don't bring it up.
Wait, hang on. Because we brought this up before.
Why?
I actually feel like she looks closer to Natalie Cole, who is a beautiful woman. So I can give her that. Natalie Cole.
All right, so Portia, Cynthia, and Candy met at Portia's house.
Amazing.
Cynthia walks in.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Cynthia walks in and says, "The reason I love Portia is just because she just is like, yeah, come on over," and acts like it's no big thing. She had pies baking in the oven, her high heels
on. Girl, she did not have pies baking in the
oven. She had pies.
She had store-bought cheesecake.
But the point is Cynthia's like, she's so down to earth, and like she acts like she came to the door in her bathrobe. She's dressed like she's going to homecoming. Right. And Cynthia's like, she's so cool.
All
I love
her sparkle.
Okay,
I like Portia.
I love that she's like, what did she do? You get there, it's three girls. Now, you know these girls ain't going to eat on camera like that. It's not like you invited Phaedra over. Phaedra would be stay eating that. Uh-oh. She got two big cheesecakes. And then did you see how many stacks of plates she had? She had 20 plates. Stacked up with mad silverware. This girl don't know how to host a party, but it's all right. We like her. And then the bedroom question. How many bedrooms do you have?
That annoyed. Right, Courtney? You know how. I mean.
Wait. I had said that and you said you do tend to do that in your mom's house.
I do. At my parents' house, the house I grew up in, if someone was to ask me how many bedrooms is the house, I would have to sit there and count.
You're exactly right. But she lives in Atlanta where it's all about how big is your house and how many bedrooms do you have? That's the first question.
And you bought your house with your husband. How do you not know? Like, that's the first thing you ask when you're looking at houses. Okay, how many bedrooms? How many bathrooms.
Okay,
you
but you don't know their situation. She could have changed three of the bedrooms into who knows what he has in there. One might be a workout room now. One might be something else.
That's true.
But you can still count it because that workout room ain't going to be a workout room when she pops them twins out. We're talking about yams from the village of Africa.
I want some of those yams. Portia, tell me where to get them yams. I need to find out if this is true or not.
You want
to
eat the yams so you can have
I'm
twins?
I'm scared now. You...
Oh, Courtney. But wait, how'd y'all feel when Portia was really dead ass, like really talking about these yams and the village in Africa? And Cammy was like, yeah, but don't that mean that they might all be related? It might be in the same gene pool?
She's like, no. Actually, yeah. Oh, Candy. But Candy was saying how she wants to have kids now. And the episode before, which we haven't talked about too much, did you guys notice when they're all in the bus waiting on the girls? Candy's boyfriend's not there. You know how he's the cameraman on the show and that's how they met? Do you think he's still like kind of working behind
the
scenes?
No, he wasn't the cameraman. He was the accountant.
I thought he worked with the cameras.
No,
okay.
He did the accounting. Another question that the girls asked, and I wanted to see what you guys think of this.
I'm puzzled. That's what Portia said. I'm just puzzled.
They bring up the whole Kenyon Walter thing. I hate them even dipping back. I mean, it's just so saturated with this love romance.
Portia was puzzled.
Do you... Do you think Walt is selling a dream? Now, is this something that you think is true? Do you think that guys sell a dream to a girl? Is that a true statement?
No. I mean, I don't get that, but
I think guys can, for sure. And the reason that they can do it, even though they pretend like they're not doing it, is because you know what kind of chick you're dealing with. And you know, if you're a girl, you're dealing with a girl that's, like, on that, like, I want to be married, I want to be this, and blah, blah, blah. And if you're doing all the things that make it look like you're headed in that direction, like, some people, like, you know, once they move in together and once they're, like, combining everything, like, for some women, that means that our next step is supposed to be this. And you know if you're dealing with that kind of chick or not. And some dudes try to be in denial, like, I never said that. You don't have to say it to be existing in a way that is showing that that is maybe down the line in the next step.
Yeah, but the point is Walter doing that to Kenya?
Hell no.
Hell. He's crazy as hell.
Yeah, no.
What do you think about, do you think Apollo could be doing that to Phaedra?
Phaedra's sending him the dream.
Yeah.
Real talk. That is very true.
Phaedra's trying to make anything possible.
Girl, Phaedra got
but
money.
But you know what? You know, as but far as Phaedra and Apollo can be different, as career-wise, education-wise, they still make sense to me. I can see that's real. When it comes to Walter and Kenya, it doesn't mesh.
Well, it's interesting that you said Phaedra and Apollo make sense to you, because Phaedra, Kenya, and Apollo had that meeting about the donkey booty workout tape. I keep wanting to say sex tape. It might as well be the way Kenya keeps treating it. You know, Kenya sat in there, talked about her production company. Phaedra's taking notes and, like, writing in hieroglyphics or whatever she was. I had
calligraphy.
To rewind. And she says, well, I don't know what the budget's going to be. I don't know the name of it. Her and Apollo can't decide how long the workout should be. I mean, I see both of their points. I understand what Phaedra's trying to do, but at the end of the day, Apollo's like, well, I work out, and I have the body that I have because of A, B, C, and D.
Yeah. But I love how Kenya, I mean, they didn't really show how this meeting came to be, but Kenya kind of annoyed me because she was annoyed by them not being professional, but at the same time, they're just all friends.
Right.
It's not like she's their, I don't even know what you would call it, the person that's overseeing all of this. They're just friends sitting around talking. Kenya was so annoying about it.
She did come off kind of annoying. It was just like, girl, you're taking this damn too
and seriously. It was another perfect opportunity to ask if they role play in the bedroom. She's like, it's role playing. Do you two role play? Like, she didn't even get a breath in between. Like, immediately started asking these two and made Phaedra mad.
In reference to her movie, The Confidant, that Kenya produced and was also starred as a stripper in, She gave Phaedra an autographed.
Now, I know we are all on the same page. Does she just have, like, a room stacked full of pre-autographed things that she just gives away?
No,
yeah,
because
who's buying them?
Yeah, but she always says, I got this autograph for you. I got this Vanessa Williams book autograph for you. I got this DVD autograph for you.
Okay, just hit Boris Kodjoe up and was like, yo, I need you to send me. You know that movie, The Confidant?
That we did in 1993? Can you autograph that for me?
There's no time. Peace.
None whatsoever. And there wasn't any time Cynthia and Peter were out shopping at that random market. And randomly gets a text about Phaedra and Apollo getting
From who?
The producers.
Yeah.
And then they start talking about the strip club and how Apollo likes to go to the strip club. And
wait. How they said, Peter's like, yeah, I was there 2 days ago. I mean, I understand you don't know everything your husband or wife does.
Right, how do you not know that?
How do you not know your husband was at a strip club 2 days ago?
Right, awkward moment.
But you know what? Strip clubs doesn't mean your man is cheating.
Peter describes
it. Agreed, but you should at least know that's where he's going.
Yeah. But it does make the potential for infidelity possible.
Possible. She handled it pretty well, I thought. Nah.
I mean, not if they go into the one that they went to tonight. But
oh my god, I can't even get started.
Peter says, how many kids Peter got? He looks like he just does not care.
Peter compares the strip club. He just says, it's just atmosphere. That's it. You know, you just talk, hanging out with the guys. You have a naked girl dancing on you. It's just atmosphere.
Yeah, and she's like, but they're not totally naked. He's like, yeah, they are totally naked.
Oh, Atlanta is known for the strip clubs. Everything, I'm sure he's...
It is.
You know what I'm saying? See?
All right, so before we get into the rest of this show, shout out to you guys at home who watch us on YouTube. We appreciate everything you guys do for us, especially trying to get us up to number one on iTunes. It's so easy. Just tell your friends to download, rate, subscribe, and leave us a comment. If you guys leave us a comment on iTunes, we will give you a shout out. Thank you. And tell your friends to watch us.
Tell your friends
and tweet us out, please.
Get with my friends.
And then we can be friends every weekend.
All right. Another awkward situation.
There's several.
Well, yeah, there were. But Phaedra brings Pastor Pollard by Candy's house to bless it.
Is that normal?
Yeah, actually.
In Phaedra's southern
I've
world.
Never had a pastor bless my house.
Yeah, I've had. My mom has definitely had the priest come by and do stuff. I don't know what it is.
That's weird.
We didn't like sit around, hold hands, and pray. He like walked in the room. Yeah. So I think if you're
like a home blessing,
religious,
like, yeah, it's not that abnormal.
But
well, another thing that was disturbing, Phaedra's choice of outfit during that preacher session for the house.
This is the first time you've ever noticed Phaedra's choice of outfit.
But this outfit alone was very awkward. It was like an Asian influence.
It was, yeah.
It was really weird.
Like a kimono.
I love
like
what'd you call it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what they're called, I think. Kimono. I didn't notice.
Okay.
But I didn't notice that's what she was wearing. I love Phaedra, but she just seems so fake. One second she's preacher, like, let me bring my best friend preacher, who I'm so close with, to come bless your house when you didn't even ask. But the next minute she's hosting a sex toy party. Like, she's just so.
Well, I was gonna be. I wasn't even gonna go there. I was gonna be like, one minute you bring your pastor over to bless a house and talk about marriage. The next minute you talk about, ooh, I want to kill my husband. Yeah. I hate him sometimes. I'd be waking up and want to put the pillow on his face.
I agree with Phaedra though.
I mean,
I'm not a morning person.
She's just being honest.
She's
That's
being
how
honest.
We all feel in
right.
our
it is
exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Courtney.
Cynthia's right. Cynthia's like, she never wants to talk about her and Apollo, but all of a sudden she wants to talk about it, which makes me believe that there is something wrong.
I definitely
in paradise because she wants to talk about it.
Because you can even see.
I don't believe that.
I mean, I don't think that they're getting a divorce,
but I think they're just
having an argument, and that's what caused the divorce things. Because if you notice, Phaedra was putting little digs at Apollo. Like, he was like, what does it say in the Bible? He was like, wine before something.
Because Apollo is dumb.
Well, yeah, he is.
She loves the man, but she realizes he's dumb.
Aww. He is rocked. And he's talking a lot more this season.
No. That's all that
Phaedra is probably like,
please do not talk.
Child, I just wake up every day. Like, all you do is go to work and read. Bitch, that's what I do? I'm sitting on millions of dollars and you think I just go to work and read?
She has to, like, stick her tongue down his throat to get him to shut up. She's like,
right.
Stop
that
talking!
That was
right.
All right, so, but while they're at the house with the pastor and all that, Phaedra brings up a wedding to Todd, and Todd kind of jokes it off and says,
I like Todd.
Oh, aren't we going to have the housewarming first? You know, everything in order. And then awkward moment when the pastor looks at him and says, son, you want to talk about order? You guys got that, right?
Because they're moving in together and they're not married? Yeah, right?
Oh, I was dying at that. Like, the pastor deadass looked at him like, son, you want to talk about order? I'm like, whoa. Yeah, Pastor Pollard, it's time.
Oh, there's no time for that.
Time for you to leave.
I'd be like, it's time for you to go. See y'all next Sunday. Bye.
So, yeah, again, with the whole pushing of the wedding thing, awkward, Phaedra, calm down. And that was over. Then we go to this kind of even more awkward situation with Portia and Cordell sitting in the hot tub.
Oh, that was weird.
Talking about the Kenya
thing.
That
was weird to you? I thought that was pretty genuine.
It was weird for me because it's like, if you guys are in a relationship, you already had this conversation probably on the way to Anguilla or when Portia went back up into the hotel room.
But in relationships, you always bring up things, you know.
You bring it up again.
You bring it up again. Like, it's nothing.
I can't believe this trick.
Right.
Well, and then Portia, girl, you know you kind of fibbed. He was talking about
she did fib.
I never said tramp first, and then of course Bravo.
Yeah,
brings it right back.
Actually,
you didn't say tramp first. She said she did say her choice word, but you did use the word tramp first.
She did use it, but you know what? Kenya used the word bitch too loosely, and I think that's what.
Agreed.
And the amount of aggression she had for Portia, I think, was what set it over the edge. So.
Yeah, when they did play it back, I noticed how Phaedra, when she's telling her husband, I don't talk like, and I kept calm, and I don't talk like that. Like, when they played it back, I was kind of like, yeah, she's kind of right. She was definitely the classier of
the two.
No, not
definitely. That she was extremely classy, but she
of
was the classier of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, after that.
Not everybody's gone with the Wind Fabulous. It just doesn't happen for everybody.
No, and they sure were.
Is anybody bothered by the fact that she uses that as a fabulous thing?
Gone with the Wind, she's fabulous, you're a big black woman.
Yeah, then she's saying Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
But I think that she thought the white people would connect with that more. I don't know.
Well, no, she like used it again in another context when she was saying that she's a part of history. She's like, Bill Clinton or something. What did she say? Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, me. Gone with the Wind.
Girl, you won a contest based upon, what is that, beauty? I mean, that's not really American history to me.
You know what? She heard that from one of her gay friends.
Like, okay, so when people study America, I don't think you would be in the history books. I really don't.
Yeah, Vanessa Williams, yes. You, not at all.
Mm. You think Vanessa Williams would be...
Oh, for sure.
Over Kenya.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Vanessa Williams
But does anybody really take that contest really seriously?
No. Honestly. But Vanessa Williams was, and when that happened, it was a huge deal. Like, you can't deny that.
She was the first, and she was black, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, Courtney?
Or,
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she goes for Playboy. And that made it an even bigger deal.
Yeah.
There it is.
So.
All right. So forget that. We get to the strip club, the Clement Lounge.
Wow.
I love the sign. Been alive since 65. And then they walk in and show these 60-something-year-old people. They're like, y'all still working here.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Bravo, y'all good to your employees.
Bravo surprised me. I didn't think they could show as much as they did with the blurred out.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I think that Cynthia's reason for all of us to know why they got to the strip club was a complete lie. I think Bravo picked this disgusting strip club for them to go into, and they're like, "Hey, Cynthia, can you say you picked it because of the name?" Like,
out of every strip club in Atlanta.
Here's why. I kind of think Bravo would have preferred for them to go to another one because if Apollo was looking at a girl, that would have caused so much drama.
Mm. That would have been good for TV.
I honestly believe Phaedra was like, I ain't going no damn strip club.
The producers are never on your side, so I don't believe that at all. They want the drama.
Right, so what drama was happening
at
the strip club?
That would have been awesome to go to the strip club and then that Apollo always goes to, and there's this girl that he always talks to and has a relationship with, and to see Phaedra get into it with her.
You just proved my point.
Yeah, you guys are agreeing on this. Yeah, but I really think that it almost didn't seem like a strip club to me. I feel like the liquor thing. Mikey was asking me.
Courtney lived in Atlanta.
Yeah, in certain states, I know if you have liquor, you can't be completely naked. And if you don't have liquor, you can be completely naked. So is that the case in Georgia?
I feel like Atlanta does not have rules.
I thought it was the case in Atlanta, but as I think about it, I'm fairly certain there's a place that I'm aware of.
Don't put them on blast now.
So I don't actually know what the law is, but I'm fairly certain that there's at least one place.
Now, Courtney, are you saying you visited several or any strip club in Atlanta? Was that something you've done?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mikey Watts.
She's pleading the fifth.
All right.
I'm just saying that I'm actually surprised that the city of Atlanta allowed Bravo to record that strip club.
Honestly, I really think, and this might
be like a tourist attraction, and that totally ruined it.
I'm surprised that place let them go in because that just ruined everything for them.
That does not represent it.
I feel like it's really far fetched, but I almost just, it looked like a normal bar, and just for that evening, they got some gross women to get up there and dance.
It's probably their shtick, though. You know what? That's probably like their thing. Because I would go there with a whole bunch of friends and just crack. I would die at that.
You would? For them.
Hell yeah. That would be, I would. Did you see that?
There was they were getting their dollars. They were perfectly fine doing it.
They sure did.
That's right. They were getting dollars. Aww. In Atlanta strip clubs, I heard they make it rain with $100 bills.
Yeah, well,
honey,
you know what?
I mean, you know.
There was that one older woman, her bush was coming around the dollars. Wow. I was like, ooh. But then she was dancing and she had the fan blown in her hair. I was like,
Apollo,
what are you doing?
Apollo looked genuinely horrified. Peter was loving every second of it. He loved it.
I think Apollo fakes it.
When Phaedra said, what did she say?
How many years did he spend in prison?
16 months in this one camp.
That was just one of the
camps. 6 years.
6 years. I love Phaedra's comment. I think women this age enjoying and celebrating their bodies is
scrumptious.
Scrumptious.
That was edited, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She said
scrumptious, it was pieced in.
I think she, I really can picture her just being in there, like, really enjoying it because she don't got no competition in there. She is the fine. She's the peach of the ball. And then that's when Apollo starts showing his
true colors. I go to strip clubs every night. Like, I was like, Apollo, shut up. What are you
doing? You know, sometimes I need to be in the night hours because I don't like to live by time restraints. Some people, they like to be up from 7 to 8 p.m. Well, no, I'm not that type of person. Well, yeah, no. Boy, because you were in jail for 6 years.
What was the time constraint?
Hang on, he said, I don't live within the sector of the time scale. Now, what does that mean?
And he's jovial. He's happy and jovial.
There is no time. I would have been like, Apollo, please shut your mouth now. Don't speak.
And that's Peter's fault, because Peter should at that moment should have been like, buddy, let's go get some drinks for the women.
Oh, Peter was too focused on the what was going on the bar.
But this is when you really do see, like, Phaedra and Apollo. Then they kind of go at each other. And he's like, I just feel like once we got married, right. Whatever. They're clearly having
but what
problems.
What was he talking about? He's like, I've lost who I am. Who were you? You were in jail.
Yeah, you're a jailbird. Like,
and right. You probably gained something, not lost.
Yeah.
Who knows what people are telling him outside of this? You know what I mean? People could be being like, you're attractive. You're young. Why are you with her?
Exactly. You're like Mr. Phaedra. Now.
You're the famous one on the, you know what I mean? People could be blowing his head up.
You also have a record.
Because one thing I've noticed is that the guys this season are way more gossipier
vocal.
And vocal.
Right. It's awkward. But they're getting they always
I do like it.
I like it.
But if you notice, they're always getting the men at a point where they've had a few drinks.
Yeah, doing shots because Peter's always getting everybody shots.
Oh, at bar one, they was drunk. They were sore
Wait,
up.
But before we get to that, Apollo said, how you said he wanted to get his life back. Apollo wants Phaedra to act like she did in college and feels like they need to find their outlets.
Phaedra's like, I'm not going to act like I acted in college. She's like, I have a kid. And right. She's exactly right. But
I'm a mom.
Apollo's only 32, and you could actually subtract 6 years, so he's basically in his 20s. Like, he is young.
But it's
young.
But it's like, brother, what's your outlet? I can find an outlet right now.
He probably wants to go to the clubs and be getting drunk every night and partying.
I'm sorry. That's his outlet. I believe that's his outlet.
And Courtney, there's no time. You're a daddy now. And you're married.
Well, you don't have to tell me that. You should probably talk to Apollo.
He does pretty well.
And hinting, you have another baby on the way. Let's get it together. Get your life.
Yes, they do.
They do have that's
interesting. Oh, and can I just
congratulations to them.
Courtney's opinion on this.
We'll cover that in the news section, but...
Are you going to say it again? I'm
just kidding. Go ahead. We'll have more information.
Just say it again.
Look at him. All right, you can come for me live on the air.
I'm reading today. No, I'm just kidding. What was you going to say, Steph?
Just how it seems to me Apollo's like lying through his teeth to impress people by saying he was in a camp for 16 months and didn't see the light of day. Like, please.
Well,
I've watched enough documentaries on murder and prison and jail, and you're only in solitary confinement if you've done something. And even then, you're only in it for a specific amount of time. Like, what did he do that earned him solitary confinement for 16 months?
Right.
Like, I think he's lying to impress the dudes, like the guys. I really do. And who's going
to... That's an awkward way to impress people.
Well, there's certain things you have to do.
To impress Peter? He's yeah, bro, I didn't see when the rain came down on me. I started crying. Please.
But Peter is his peer. So, yes, as a man, he's going to lie to his peer.
Exactly. I feel like he's lying because who's going to prove him wrong? Who is in jail that's going to come out and say...
If we're going to be honest about what happens to get into solitary confinement, only snitches, people that have done heinous crimes.
How do we know he didn't do that?
I guess that
he went to jail for theft.
But who knows what happened in the jail?
For white collar stuff, like
so he wouldn't be in solitary confinement for white collar crimes.
So he's either lying or he did something in jail that was like even worse.
I mean, it could happen. I'm not putting other people's business out, but I'm just saying I do know that could have happened.
I think he's just like trying to look hard in front of Peter.
All right. Well, before we get to the bar one situation, real quick, Nene, her Power 100. Let's just give claps to Nene, Power 100, Ebony cover photo shoot.
She read for Nene. I like that. That's
awesome.
She
had her money dress on.
Very positive for black people everywhere, actually.
Diamonds in the bathtub. She was looking damn fabulous. I'm not going to say Gone with the Wind. I'm not going to go there.
But she looked fabulous.
She's been looking fabulous lately in the media, so I congratulate her.
Let's go to bar one.
You mean...
couple issues with this.
You mean couple... the staged lighted platform that they all sat on?
Okay, yeah. So in the beginning of the season, we thought Peter lost bar one.
Well, it was news that Peter does not have bar one anymore.
He doesn't have it anymore, but...
Right. At that time, he may have had it, right?
Right. But... I don't know. I kind of feel like, because I know how these shows run, they rent cars to make it look like they have a certain type of lifestyle. They do things like that. So I was wondering if maybe he knew the people who bought it out and kind of threw the party there to kind of make it seem like it was still their place. Because they were very confined to one area.
And honestly, at some camera angles, you could see there were lights, just like we have these lights in the studio, set up around those three little white couches. It was like totally staged.
That was their area.
Yeah.
Well, so the party was for...
That was VIP.
The event being held was for... Cynthia is the face of PT Moscato, which is a peach Moscato.
Which sounds really good.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to get a bottle next further, week. Before we move any further,
Courtney,
black people, please stop doing the Moscato thing. We have to stop.
Moscato, like it's Kool-Aid.
We have to stop.
Why?
There's other types of wine. Moscato is just, to me, is cheap and ghetto. So
that's your mind. I just put my mom on Moscato this weekend and got her.
Does Nini have her own Moscato too? What? Is that like conflict of interest between friends? Nini has her own Moscato too, right?
I mean, it's
she was working on it. I don't know if she ever did it.
I'm sure we would have known.
Black people, let's move on to another type of wine.
I'm sticking to Moscato. Sweet. I love me Moscato.
But there's Rieslings are sweet.
Well, good.
Great Rieslings
are
sweet.
It's like Kool-Aid. I mean, I'm a Riesling person myself. But
thank you, Courtney.
You know, the Moscato be making it into real nice.
You know what, Mikey? You hold that stand down next week when I bring the bottle in. You can just sip some water.
Well, I want some. That sounds good.
We'll let the white people drink it.
I'll be there.
You know you ain't going to find that bottle. Of wine.
Oh, I'm getting that bottle of wine.
If you find the bottle, you have to make a little printout table tent with
her
Cynthia
face
of
on it,
which was the only proof that she actually is the face of this. Is the one little table tent that she held in the picture. Aw, that was cute.
That was cute. All right, so she's the face of PT Moscato. Nini couldn't make it. She was in L.A. And then the guys kind of were doing their own thing, drinking. They weren't even drinking the Moscato.
Heavily drinking.
They were heavily drinking. And then you could see in their faces how drunk they were getting.
And even in their voice.
And then that's where we got into the 16 hours whole thing and crying in the rain because he did trash duty. And then Walter shows up
wow. In typical I want to be single fashion where you walk into a room, stay by yourself for 10 minutes to scope it out and see what other girls are there that you want to make yourself available to. Then go say hi to your
girlfriend. Hang on, but a real relationship, and we all know this, your spouse does not walk into a crowd full of people, go directly up to his boys.
He didn't go directly up to his boys.
He went around the corner. Yeah.
He saw Kenya and was like, whoop, turn right around. Yeah.
He went directly to Peter and Apollo.
Yeah.
So,
because he just likes them.
A real man would go up to his lady, give her a kiss on the cheek, and say, baby.
Like, we shouldn't even be saying that.
This isn't even, like, worth a conversation.
Right.
But it's like, of course. If he did anything different, we'd be suspicious. You know? Like, what's with Walter? You know?
Right. There it is.
I love...
ooh,
you got me choking. Okay.
I love Cynthia spotted him, though.
Oh, and she kept saying, wait, so how long have you been here? Wait,
oh, so
how
you've
long?
Been here for a minute.
Because
Cynthia's built like a giraffe. She sees over everything. Jesus Christ.
She was, like, making him say it out loud, like... Oh, no, 10 minutes.
How long have you been here?
Well, and Peter had to tell Walter to go say hi.
Walter to go say hi. Go say hi to Kenya.
Mm-mm.
But here's the thing. Kenya gets up and she's like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. But she leaves with him.
Right, because she's fake.
Weird. She was mad because of him, but she leaves with him. Because
she's great. She's lying.
But before she leaves, Portia sees her opportunity to pounce. Like, Kenya's down and look. What? Kenya's upset, down and low, putting her shawl on, all upset. And Portia's like, hey, can I talk to you? Of course. It's like perfect time.
To me, I didn't take it like that. I think it was the bigger move to do. Because when is Portia and Kenya ever around each other?
She could have done it 15 minutes ago when they were sitting there just them.
But it takes a couple drinks to get relaxed and to feel like you can speak to somebody.
And not only that, but Portia probably didn't want to bring it up in front of everybody. It was a time when Kenya got up and, like, walked away. So Portia went running over to her and was like, hey, girl, like, I want to just, you know, kind of clear the air after everything with Anguilla. And Kenya was just, I mean, yeah, Kenya was pissed still. So that's probably why she got that reaction. Like, yeah, I don't want to get to know you. I don't want to be your friend. I can keep it cordial. I got to go. Bye.
Yeah, I just feel like Portia kind of thought, oh, I could have the upper hand here.
You did think it was like
I'm
that?
I'm like, yeah.
Mikey, did you look at it like that?
Yeah, it wasn't
no,
a big deal.
I thought Portia was coming from a genuine place.
Yeah.
But I think she shouldn't have done that because now Kenya has the upper hand.
Oh, I don't think she does. Oh,
well, as far...
Well,
because
she's like, no, we'll talk about it when I want to talk about it.
Right.
So she kind of does have that.
Oh, yeah, but Portia, I don't think Portia will, and especially now because she's under Cordell's watch.
Oh my gosh.
Courtney, what did you think of Cynthia's little read about Cordell controlling Portia's
I don't
mentality.
Think it was him I don't controlling
think,
her
I didn't think so
I agree. Courtney,
right
I agree.
And he's her husband. He can't put in his two cents. To me, it seemed he was trying to calm her down and be like, oh, don't even worry.
No, but he's saying the truth. Like, stop talking about it. How many times are you going to go over this? So, no, I completely agree with Courtney, and I don't think he's controlling over his wife like some of the other husbands on the show. And I think they have a mutual respect between each other that they can give ideas, toss ideas around, and not feel like I'm going to get in trouble or he's going to be mad at me. It was nothing like that.
I do think age comes into play, though.
Cynthia was a little bit like,
Well, Cynthia can't do that. Guaranteed. Not with Peter.
Well, she made it very clear at the end of the episode that she's going to outlast all their marriages.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was a very brave comment.
She and Papa Smurf.
They're good. I love them now. Grocery shopping.
When she said that, I said, that's cute for you.
They're so cute.
That is. And also at the end of the episode, Apollo walked over to Phaedra and said, I heard you going to the court and you getting a divorce on me. And the other thing about Apollo, for someone who don't got a job...
He does have a job.
Or looking fine, whatever he... I don't know what Apollo does. Like we said, one thing he's a gynecologist. Next week he's a dentist.
Barber.
Like, barber.
he is always... Like, what are you doing?
Right. He is always fresh lined up. I will definitely say that to him. But then Apollo eats her Phaedra's face. And everyone was kind of like, whoop, all right. And Candy, I would think you kind of...
Oh, no, the gay men were loving
the girls. The gay, all the girls talking about the gay bars are like, ooh, child.
Paul, working that tongue.
All right, so that was pretty much it. What do you have for news? I mean,
yes, news.
TV news.
Quite a few things over the Christmas break.
At the news desk.
Right, the news desk.
Quite a few things.
So,
news.
Like we went over, Phaedra is pregnant yet again with a gut
Yay.
Full of Apollo.
Oh, I hope it's a girl. Oh, my gosh.
A gut full of
a
Apollo.
A gut full of Apollo.
Oh, that's gross. All
right. That is gross,
I've
right?
I've never heard that before. I'm sorry.
So, and congratulations, Phaedra. And something I read today, Greg and Nene are re-engaged. They're going to get married again. That is awesome.
Love it.
That is very awesome. And that's all the news I have, guys.
Quite a lot of news we have today.
Yes.
All right, let's bounce into...
Next week I'll have something more juicy, I promise.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
All right, so next week Kenya says, everybody think I'm Beyonce.
Bye.
I've got to say, the very first episode she appeared, I said she looks like Beyonce. Only in
we
one,
remember.
I think my eyes were blurry, and it was like kind of the thing where you see it out of your peripheral vision, but she looked like Beyonce.
Blue Ivy Carter is rolling in her crib right now.
Whatever.
Like, what she say like about Beyonce. My mama?
She looked like Beyonce.
Nene's talking about some grandchild.
Yeah, well, I think that was her
son. The eldest son
right?
had a kid.
No. Not his own kid.
Yeah, his own kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's his kid.
Oh, all right.
Really?
Didn't he have a kid like last year?
Sure.
Right, and I think that's when they filmed it last year, right?
Maybe that's why he's been absent. What does she say? She says, I'm not a grandmother. I'm a glamother.
Oh, I love her.
I love her.
Who would sleep with her? Never mind. Let me stop.
Hold That's on. Awful.
And
there's hoes for everybody.
Speaking of
what there's what for everybody?
There's somebody for everybody.
Everyone has a special.
You changed that up a little bit, didn't you?
Something up there. And then speaking about sleeping with them, well, everybody does, but Kenya don't, because Kenya says to Walter while they're fly fishing.
Right. It was so dramatic.
Oh,
honey, what do you want to do? Let's go fly fishing
in
today.
The bayou. It was like perfect.
And talk about
scenery.
Our relationship. Kenya's crying. Why don't you want to have sex with me? I'm there naked in the shower.
See?
And I have to tell you to have sex with me.
What I was saying before, it would have sang before. It's that girl that's like, you don't like me. You're not attracted to me.
Please. Like, she just walked right.
You're naked in the shower and you still have to beg for it. Just give up.
I think what she wants is other men to say, he is so crazy. I would want you.
No,
I would love
that's
it
not what this
naked.
They say. She is crazy and I understand where he is coming
but
from.
She wants guys to be saying that to her.
I think
like,
Walter's gay. I don't
We've
think Walter's gay.
Not gay.
I don't get that.
Bro,
I think,
he does live in Atlanta.
I think
now, hang on.
Kenya is so crazy. Like her talking about being naked in the house. Like I think she's that crazy girl where it's always in her mind, and she'll walk up in the kitchen with like strawberries on her titties, walking out like, "Hey, baby." And he's like, "Bitch, we're about to eat dinner. Like, what are you doing?" She like is always. She's crazy. I can't with Kenya. I cannot. Any last comments about this week, last week,
next week?
Well,
the other thing is Candy's daughter is all mad that, not mad, but upset that the fiance is moving in. And I don't know as much about Candy as you guys do, but I think her daughter's kind of right. Doesn't she move really fast with guys? Isn't this like the third time she's been engaged?
Right? I don't know if it's the third time, but yeah, she does move quick.
Didn't her fiance pass away?
Yeah.
She moves quickly.
Yeah. She does move quickly with men.
I don't feel like she moves quickly.
Her fiance died. Then she was in a relationship
2 years
last,
ago,
last season
and
or the season before.
Another relationship, yeah.
Well, how long is too long? I guess that's up to personal preference.
I mean, you with 2 years ago and you moving in with somebody. That's
not quick to me.
Well, if she had been with him for the past 2 years, but they've only been together for like
now. See, it's
not even.
Now here's the thing: it's not quick.
Oh,
it's not
y'all mad.
It's not quick for me if you didn't have a child. But there's
exactly.
a child. Like for me, just
and this
personally.
This girl, she's
just
like
personal.
Over it. She's like. Not wanting him.
She's over it like Marissa's over us. All right, guys. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Mikey 3000Watts.
Steph Bauer TV. And you guys have to give a shout out to Frank because he's watching.
Yo,
right?
Frank!
Yo.
And make sure you guys
Frank.
Follow Courtney.
That's my man right there.
Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.